说我们信主的人，我们是通过来读圣经
来了解、来认识我们的天父。
We believers, we oftentimes mention that we use but the Bible, the God's word, in order to understand God and to know God.
但是非信徒则是靠读我们的行为来认识我们背后的这位神。
However, the non-believers are reading us in order to know God.
我想因此要按照自己的职分，尽百分之百的心去做主的工，去过一个前进的生活。我想对我们来说其实是一个最有效的一个传福音的途径。
Therefore, may we work as hard as we can, put in our 100% of effort and devotion according to God's calling will be the most effective way to preach the gospel to others.
好，那我请那个传媒弟兄可以放一下那个 slide。好，那我想我们今天我要跟大家大概分享三点啊。那第一点的话，我就想说，我们竭力追求一个生命的改变，活出我们的信仰，是神所喜悦的。
First, I would like to share with you three points. First, it's pleasing to the Lord that we pursue a life of transformation.
我不知道大家有没有这样的感受，就是因为我可能现在做翻译的缘故，所以特别我跟George 弟兄做翻译，那 我有一个很深的一个印象。
I don't know whether you feel the same or not. Since I've been an interpreter for many sermons, there's something that really impresses me.
我觉得这几年我们教会在教导的时候，我们都特别的强调，我们要实实在在的活出我们的信仰。
In our church, we have been emphasizing the principle of living our faith on the pulpit a lot.
而不是好像只是做一个用嘴巴来传道的这样的一个基督徒。
And never to become a lip service only.
更不可以仅仅把我们的信仰就像知识一样的吸收停留在我们的头脑之中。
And we also say do not let retain all the Bible knowledge in our head only.
好，我们看点经文，像雅各书是可能大家都很熟悉的，论到了基督徒的信心与行为并重的一封书信。
When it comes to faith and work,then we want to turn to the book of James in the Bible.
也有很多人将雅各书比作是基督徒的一个使用手册。
Many people call the book of James the practical manual of Christianity.
它里面有很多关于一个基督徒的生命应该是什么样子的这样的一个教导。
It talks about the practical living principle for a Christian.
那作者在雅各书的第一章的第二十二节到二十四节有这样说到。
And the book of James, the author mentioned this in the first chapter, verse 22.
第二十二节说到，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。第二十三节，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。二十四节，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
James said,Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word, but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away immediately, forgets what he looks like.
非常清楚的，我想神非常看重我们的信心，但是我们也知道，神他同样也看重我们好的行为。我想能够让神更加喜悦的是，如果我们的信心能够带出美好的生活的见证的话，这是让神更加喜悦的事情。
It is obvious God focuses our faith a lot. However, he also values our good deeds and works. He is pleased that when we can live out a behavior that can reflect the deep faith in us.
我们常常把我们主爱之家比作是一个大的家庭，我们把我们的弟兄姐妹也称为家人。
Oftentimes we treat this big family, this church, as a family, and we also treat each other as family member.
我想一方面的确是我们在主里，我们就是一家人，我们就是弟兄姐妹。
Indeed, in the Lord, we are family.
我想从另外一个方面来说，也是想要提醒我们，我们基督徒的教会生活就像我们的家庭生活一样。
So once again, I would like to remind everyone, so the church life is indeed like a family life.
它是我们每日生活当中其实应该是不可分割的一个部分，它要融入我们生活的每一个层面。
So the church life cannot be separated and set apart from our daily life. It should be integrated into our life.
有人说过这样的句话，我觉得它很好的把我们的信仰和我们的生活联系了在一起。
Someone has said this, which really connect our faith and life together.
他说我们的信仰要生活化，生活要信仰化。
The person say, let us put faith into practice and practice faith in life.
我想把我们教会比作我们的家，也是要让我们记住我们在这个家中我们每个人有不同的职分。
When we use family as an analogy for our church, then we must remember each member should have a family responsibility and duty as well.
那上个星期我们在主日的正道当中 TCD 信有提到，我们在这个大家庭当中我们每个人有不同的职分，有些人是要做带领的工作，那有些人的话是做一个帮助的，起帮助的作用。
As the speaker TC mentioned last week, each person in the family will have a different role. They have a different calling. Some are playing the leadership part, some are playing the assisting or helping part.
我想我们都要尽好自己的职分，因为我们在一个大家庭当中，我们已经不是一个孤立的个体。
That all of us should follow our calling diligently, because none of us are considered one individual.
那在前一阵子我在那个网络的百科全书中看到了一个这样的一个信息。
Not too long ago, somehow I browsed an information on the Wikipedia on the internet.
那我看到说这个关于这个游泳的接力在四乘一百米的游泳接力的成绩，一般都要比每一个队员，他四个人嘛，比每一个队员的最好的成绩加总和还要快两到三秒钟。
So the website mentioned there is a particular race, the 400 meter medley swimming relay. Somehow the record for this swimming relay, the combined record, it's always better and shorter than those four individual persons' own record.
那这要快两到三秒钟，其中这个原因有一个原因就是因为规则不一样，它起跳的规则不一样，会带来大概 0.6 秒到1秒的这个好处或者时间的缩短。
So somehow this combined relay is always 2 to 3 seconds faster than each individual's their own record. Perhaps it has something to do with the starting point of the swimmer.
那剩下的
Because the rule and regulation is different and the difference is about 0.6 to 1 second.
那剩下的这个成绩的提高的话，其实就是因为每一个队员每一个成员在这个团队的气氛当中可以让自己的能力自己的潜能得到了最大的发挥。
And the contribution or whatever contribute to this better record, it's most likely is because each member will have a different sense of duty, and because under this atmosphere they're willing to put in their best for the team.
我想我们在教会当中，如果我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能在自己的岗位上尽100%的努力去行的话，那不单单是为了我们自己的好处，也是为了我们周围弟兄姐妹的好处，可以让弟兄姐妹的潜力可以得到更大的发挥。
Imagine we work together as a team and each person put in 100% and more. Not only this will be beneficial to each individual, it will be beneficial to the entire team and the body.
还我想提到的就是我们要活出我们的信仰，我们首先我们需要我们 内在的生命有改变。
So in order to live our faith, first of all, we must have an internal transformation ourselves.
我想我们活出我们的信仰不是一味地去追求一些外在的表现，不是像律法主义者一样列出一条条的清规戒律来约束自己。
In order to live out this faith, let us not become legalists who list out all the laws and regulations, who believe in and demand a strict order.
我想活出我们的信仰是因为我们内在有被神所改变的生命，我们向外有一个自然的流露。
But rather a natural outflow of one's own internal renewed life.
就像你种下一棵苹果树一样，时候到了它就会长出苹果来。
Just like imagine if you seed an apple seed, and eventually it will grow into an apple tree.
它不长橘子，因为这棵树有的是苹果的生命。
And the tree will not bear orange, Because the tree itself has the nature of an apple tree.
那我们要非常警醒的是，如果没有内在生命的改变，而只是注重外在的表象的东西的话，那我们就像在吹一个大大的气泡一样。
So we need to be warned that if we don't have this true internal transformation, then when we keep on growing, when we try to pretend and live, practice what it's not ours, then we are just like a bubble being keep on blowing bigger and bigger.
而且这个气泡的话，有时候其实外面也是非常的漂亮，但是里面却是空空的。
It is true, the bubble may appear quite beautiful. However, it is empty inside.
而且你也不可能一直这么把它吹下去。
And it is impossible to keep on growing the bubble, the size of the bubble.
一旦有一些挑战、有些试探的时候，它就随时有爆掉的威胁。
And the bubble may burst at any moment when facing temptation and challenges.
从另外一个方面来说，如果我们的信仰不能生活化的话，那我们的信仰就缺乏了活力。
So if we couldn't internalize our faith and put into real life, then our faith is lifeless.
我们也就没有办法把自己的，我们也没办法能够用自己的生活的见证把人带到神的面前。
And we cannot bring others before the Lord through our daily lives.
那有这样的基督徒组成的教会，自然也就是一个死气沉沉的教会。
If a church was composed with such Christians, then it just become a very dead church.
很多时候我们都喜欢听一些名人的见证。
Oftentimes, we do like to listen to some famous speakers.
然后我们办特会的时候，我们也会找一些非常有名的讲员。
And oftentimes, we also invite some famous speakers to come and give testimonies and sermons.
而且公平来说，这些讲员真的是有从神来的恩赐，可以给我们带来一些非常特别的一些看见。
Indeed, they are gifted, and many times they do give us a different perspective and refresh our view.
但是如果我们基督徒如果我们都能够活出神所改变了我们的生命的话，
However, if each Christian, each one of us can live out a life being given by our Lord,
那我们每一天的生活其实都可以像那些名人的见证一样有力。
And actually, our life could be as impactful as those famous speakers through our daily lives to others.
因为从你的生命的改变当中，你周遭的人可以看到这个生命的活力。
Because others can find out this truth is real and alive through your daily living.
而且他也会明白说，哦，原来这样的信仰和他自己的生活其实是可以搭上关系的。
And the people can realize faith and real life are integrated together as one.
这一切都是因为你活出了信仰。
It's all because you have living out your faith.
好，那我们看一下第二点。
Secondly,
我想我们竭力追求生命的改变，不能单靠我们自己的能力。
Second point, pursuing a transforming life does not solely depend on one's own power and determination.
好了，我想我们每一个人当中，我们都有很多，一生当中都有很多的追求。
I believe many of us have a different pursuit in life.
好了，我们想我们中国人在这方面是尤其可能做的尤其如此。
For Chinese in particular,
我想我们接受的教育或者和我们教导自己的小孩子，我们都说如何要去努力把握机会，争取得到了我们自己看为宝贵的东西。
We were educated and raised to be taught to seize the opportunity to go ahead and be the best.
那现在职场当中的人，可能他们追求的就是可能是一份高薪的工作。
To us professionals, maybe our goal is to pursue a higher pay job and to get a higher rank or position.
对于商人来说，可能就是一份订单。
To businessmen, maybe they are looking for the next big client order.
我想对学生来说，那当然能够进名校的录取通知书是非常的有吸引力。
And perhaps to the students, they all want to enter a good college.
但是我们都知道，我们生活的经历也都告诉我们，生活的不如意十之八九。
However, the reality tells us it's very rare that the things can go the way we wish.
我想这样的说法可能听起来有点消极，但是也不是没有道理。
And I'm not speaking pessimistically because it is true. This is the fact of life.
那我想像我家里女儿 Hannah 在七八岁以后她有时候做些事情，可能是但是又做不好，那她就会说一句话，她说：“我已经尽力了，我已经 tried my best.”
I remember when my oldest daughter Hannah when she reached the age around 7 and 8, and she often faced many frustrations, and she couldn't achieve the way she wanted to, and she will say, I have tried my best.
好了，我想这句话可能应该说已经成为她进入我不在乎这样的一个年龄阶段之前最常用的一句口头禅。
This become one of her catchphrase, become she, before she used the phrase, I don't care.
那保罗也曾经说过，他说立志为善由得我，行出来却由不得我。
And actually Paul, Apostle Paul said the same thing, for I have desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
他还说，他在罗马书中还说到，我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
And Paul continued on in the book of Romans, he said, so I find this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me.For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me.
可见在竭力追求生命的改变上，即使像使徒保罗，也不是能够靠着自己能够轻易的得胜。
So even Paul, in this effort of pursuing the transforming life, having a great struggle,
他也陷入了苦苦的征战当中。
And he is getting into a warfare within himself.
但是可喜的是，保罗也与我们分享了一个得胜的秘诀。
And however, we are very happy to know that Paul gave us the secret to triumph over this frustration.
他在腓立比书的第四章十三节有这样说到，他说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
In Paul's letter, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, he says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
所以可见我们得胜的秘诀是靠着我们的天父，而不是靠着我们自己。
So the secret to be triumphant is that we need to depend and trust and rely on our Heavenly Father.
而且不但不是靠着我们自己，我们甚至于还要努力地忘记我们自己的背后，而且我们要努力地忘记我们曾经所依靠的。
Not only we don't rely and trust in our own flesh, but we even to a point we should forget about ourselves and only trust in the Lord.
我想熟悉大陆网络用语的弟兄姐妹可能都知道以前我不记得是不是周牧师来的时候是不是也提到有句这样的话。
If you're familiar with the internet culture in China,Perhaps you have heard a phrase like this. And I kind of remember Pastor Chow has mentioned this phrase before in our midst.
那这句网络的流行话语大陆流行叫做是几年前了有。他说我爸是李刚。
The phrase translated into English is that people often say, my father is Li Gang.
那为什么这句话是一个喝醉了酒驾车伤了人的年轻人。在要被这个警察扣押的时候他说出来的。
And this is a response uttered by a young, drunk driver, young man, who when he was caught by the police, and he said this to the police, my father is Li Gang.
原来他的爸爸是这个要扣押他的这个警察的老板的老板的老板。
And it turns out his father, Li Gang, is the superior of the superior of the superior of the superior of this policeman.
原来他就想借着他老板这个名字来逃避被扣押的这样的一个命运。
And therefore, he would like to shout out his father's name in order to get away with the trouble he was in.
那最近几年的话，这个大陆的网络上有一句更加通俗、更加简明的一句这样的一句流行的话语。
Nowadays, there's another internet phrase being used in the internet culture in China.
我想有些年轻人可能听过。
Perhaps some of the young person you may have heard this.
那这句话叫拼爹。
It's called like dazzle father or bragging father.
拼呢其实就是比拼或者是靠的意思。
So dazzle means it's trying to compare one's father.
爹的话就是老爸的意思。
So it's talking about whose dad is greater.
Yeah, 这个其实拼爹本来这个词的话是有一个负面的意思。
And actually, this phrase carries a negative connotation.
但是我想对我们基督徒来说，其实可能又是一个最好的一个得胜的秘诀。
And actually, it turns out could be the secret for all the Christians to declare victory over our lives.
哦，我觉得真的是保罗像先知一样，两千年前就告诉我们说你要拼爹。
Just like what Paul has mentioned to all the Christians 2,000 years ago, he encouraged all the Christians that we should depend on our Father, we should brag about our Father.
而且你拼爹的话，你就只赢不输。
And once we declare that our Heavenly Father is our Father, then we will not be defeated.
啊，可是很可惜的是，我们很可惜，在我们在追求生命的改变的时候。我们有时候不知道或者是不愿意去用拼爹这样的一个策略。
Unfortunately, many of us did not know this strategy as we live and go on in this life.
所以很多时候啊，我们宁可是去拼自己。
And so oftentimes we trust and rely on ourselves only.
那最后拼来拼去就拼得疲惫不堪，甚至于是狼狈不堪。
And as we struggle, as we fight,It turns out we become so weary, we got so frustrated, and we become a miserable failure.
好，那我们看一下我们今天想要分享的第三点。
The third point I would like to share with you.
好，那我今天分享第三点是我们竭力追求我们生命的改变，就需要发现我们自己灵性上的一些问题，或者生活当中不合神心意的地方。
In order to pursue the transformation of our life, we need to find out and recognize is there any areas in our life that are not pleasing to the Lord.
好，那首先让我们来看一看，我们如果生命没有成长、没有改变的时候，我们的属灵的生命会有些什么样的症状？
First of all, let us find out if we don't grow spiritually, what symptoms may start to appear in our life.
好，那有人呢，按照这个希伯来书的第五章。的教导，有人归纳出有四点。
Some scholar has discovered that four symptoms may appear according to the book of Hebrew, chapter 5.
那第一点的话，就是如果属灵的生命没有成长、没有改变的话，它有一个症状，就是他不愿意去听一些深入的道理。
If a person won't grow spiritually, one symptom is that the person has no desire to understand.Any deeper teaching?
这个在希伯来书第五章的十一节有这样提到说，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
In Hebrew chapter 5 verse 11, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand.
那这样的一个症状的话。也常常表现，就常常表现在可以看得出，就常常表现在对神的话语或者神的真理缺乏渴慕的心。
Those symptoms often show to those people who have lack of desire trying to know God's word and His truth.
坦率的说，我想信主多年，但是还没有或者是很少有过系统读经的，我觉得不再是并不少见。
Honestly, I don't think it is unusual to find a long-time believer who has never really spent time studying the entire Bible systematically.
而且我发现很多时候，我们对于神的真理的一些讨论，我们也缺乏兴趣。
Or oftentimes people show no interest regarding to the theology.
我想我们在教会里面待的时间久的时候，我们都会发现一个这样很显而易见的一个现象，就是在不能在教会。或者小组团契的时候，我们大家在讨论问题的时候，如果是关于一些新闻、时事、职场的发展，或者是一些娱乐的八卦，我们大家的讨论是非常的热烈，常常是超过了对神的话题的关注。
On the contrary, people pay more interest to the current events, the development of the current job situation, the tabloid gossip, and many times they.Are far exceeding our interest towards God's word.
对，我很多时候说，哇，这个神的这个真理的话太复杂了，搞不懂。
And many times we say, well, this is too complex for me to understand.
那我想问大家这样一个问题，大家可以自己的看一下你自己怎么想。我问大家这样一个问题：如果有一天因为很特殊的原因，你的太太或者先生不能来参加主日聚会，那你回到家以后，你和他分享的话题？是会是关于当天正道的信息呢，还是你跟人家聊天的时候所听到的新闻？
Perhaps I would like to ask you a question. For some reason, if you were absent on that particular Sunday and you did not attend the Sunday service, and your wife or husband came back home, what would you ask him or her about that day? Would you ask about the content of the sermon or the news she or she has heard in the church?
说真的，在我记得就是两个月前十月的第二个主日，我因为有流感嘛，我没有能够来参加主日的聚会。
As I remember, about 2 months ago, I caught the flu, and therefore I couldn't attend Sunday service. I stayed home that Sunday.
然后太太回家以后，我就问她今天有什么新闻。
So the first thing when I saw my wife, when after she came back from church, and asked, "Is there anything new happened in the church?"
我讲新闻的时候，我是真的是想的是新闻，不是想的是信息。
And truly, my intention to ask her is about anything new, any news happened in the church, not about anything happened on the pulpit.
好了，我想这就是第一个，如果属灵的生命没有成长的第一个症状。
I realize this is the very first symptom if a person stops to grow spiritually.
好，那第二点。
Secondly,
如果是属灵的生命没有改变、没有成长的话，我们也就没有分享信仰或者解释信仰的能力。
If a person stops growing spiritually, then he or she does not have a power and ability to share one's faith.
那是在希伯来书的第五章十二节这样说到：本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again.
其实本来分享信仰或者解释信仰是我每一个基督徒当尽的职责。
And actually, to share the gospel and the truth to others are the responsibility and duty of each single Christian.
但我们如果对神的话语没有渴慕的时候，我们就没有办法在真理上能够扎根，我们也就没有这样的能力去分享信仰或者解释信仰。
However, if we don't have a desire to know God's word, then we are not able to have a deep root in the truth, and then we are not able to explain and share the truth to others.
就像小小孩，他会咿咿呀呀地发出很多的声音。
Just like a little baby, the baby may start to make a different noise.
那属灵的婴孩也是同样的。他可以发出咿呀的声音，但是他没有办法发出清晰有力的声音，为自己的信仰做见证。
Same just like it applies to the spiritual babies. Spiritual babies are able to make noise. However, one cannot truly express the deep faith in oneself.
那我想也鼓励大家的就是分享、解释信仰，这样的一个能力的话，我们其实想是可以通过我们自己的努力可以得到操练的。
Actually, I would like to encourage you all. Actually, in order to deliver and share the faith, you can improve it by practicing.
我想，常常带领青少年去短宣的这些弟兄姐妹，对我刚才说的这一点可能很有感受。
I believe those brothers and sisters who have led young brothers and sisters to mission trips, you must have a deep understanding and experience about the thing I just mentioned.
即使像我这样没有直接参与这个短宣的人，当我们听到这些年轻人的见证的时候，我们也可以看到，当他们有了各样的宣教的这样的一些历练之后，他们在与人分享信仰上就慢慢的从稚嫩变为老练。
As the third person, I can observe those after the mission trips.Those brothers and sisters, they become seasoned, they become trained, and they become well-versed in terms of delivering their faith.
所以真的是一件蒙福的事情。如果我们可以能够有很多的，不论是宣教的这个历练也好，或者是和人分享信仰、解释信仰的这样的机会，真对我们说其实也是一件很蒙福的事情。
It is truly a blessing if people can have opportunity to put their faith into practice.
好，那我要分享这个第三的话就是属灵的生命如果没有改变没有成长的话，那我们自己就不能自己喂养自己，要需要别人的照顾。
So, and spiritually immature person is not able to self-fed, and On the other hand, one needs to be fed by others.
在希伯来书的第五章十二节有这样说，他说，并且成了那必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人。
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12, you need milk, not solid food.
我想刚刚信主的人不能自己喂养自己，就像 小孩子、婴孩需要大人喂养一样，我们都不会觉得惊奇。
It is obvious a newborn believer cannot feed oneself, just like a little baby need to adults tender loving care.
但是如果你信主，很多年后还不能自己喂养自己的话，就好像是一个十几岁的人还总要人来喂饭一样。
And however, if a person has age like a teenager and still need to be fed by others, then this become quite odd and this is so abnormal.
我想家里有小小孩的可能都有这样的体验，就是小小孩啊，他们不仅呢是需要喂养，而且还多很多都有这个挑食的问题。
Not only we observe young children may need adults' help to be fed, we also realize young children often pick their food.
不过公平来讲，我觉得家辉夫人他们家的恩恩是个例外。
I would say most of children are like this, except恩恩。
我像我们像 Hannah 的话，她在学校是买 lunch， 买午餐。那我可以从网络上看到他买了些什么样的午餐。
So as for my daughter Hannah, she purchased lunch at school, and I am able to tell what type of food she picked from the internet.
我发现一年级的时候有一阵子，她连续七八天都是 chicken nugget.
And you know, as I observe, I realize, she can take chicken nugget as lunch for weeks straight.
那不单这些小孩子是在生活当中是有挑食的问题。属灵的婴孩，如果生命没有成长的属灵的婴孩，他也同样有挑食的问题。
Not only young children who are immature may have a problem of food picking, as it also applies to the spiritual young children, may also pick their own spiritual food.
那这些属灵的婴孩的话，他们可能有些时候就只偏爱听某一位讲员或者某一类的信息，或者只爱唱某一类的诗歌。
So the spiritual infant may have a preference on particular music style, praise music and hymns, or particular type of sermon.
当然没错，讲员的信息的确是要满足，尽量满足会众的需要。
Of course, it is the speaker's responsibility to satisfy the audience's need.
但我想这不等于说这个讲员要一味的去迎合会众的喜好。
But it doesn't mean the speaker need to satisfy one's preferences.
而且不同的讲员，他可以有不同的信息，正好也可以带出神的话语、神的真理的丰富。
Different speaker may deliver different aspects of gospel, so it enrich our understanding about the scripture.
而且有些信息啊，可能看起来跟你好像毫无关系，但对
some of the scripture may seem so irrelevant to our lives.
但是对你周围的人可能却有极大的益处。
And yet it may bring great impact to the person next to you.
所以我们要谦卑自己，从不同的教导当中来吸取对自己属灵生命有益的养分，是我们每一位弟兄姐妹都要不断学习的一个功课。
And therefore we must humble ourselves and realize the different messages with different aspects may enrich our spiritual life.
我想只有这样的话，我们内在的生命才能得到养分，才能改变，才能成长。
In turn, our faith will be internalized, and then our life can be transformed.
好了，最后第四点。
Fourthly,
如果我们是属灵的生命没有成长、没有改变的话，我们也就不能实践我们的信仰。
Another symptom of immature Christian is the one who does not practice what he believes.
那希伯来书的第五章十三节说，那些只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
因为我们缺乏内在生命的改变的时候，我们的信仰，我们前面提到，信仰就很难活出来。
Because of the lack of life transformation, then we will have a hard time to live out our faith.
而且如果根基扎得不深的话，我们在生活当中就很容易被各样的阻碍所绊倒。
If we don't have a good foundation, then we will be trapped and we'll be tempted and hindered by all sorts of problems in life.
我每次为Rob Smith 牧师翻译的时候，我非常喜欢的一段就是在结束祷告的时候，他会有这样的一段话。
As a translator for Rob's, Pastor Rob Smith, I liked a portion of the way he delivered his sermon. Oftentimes, he will give a word at the end of his prayer to encourage all to bring our faith into daily life.
他在结束祷告的时候就会鼓励会众把我们的信仰带到新的一周的生活当中，让我们成为在新的一周当中所遇到的人的祝福。
He asked us to bring what we have heard into our life and practice it in the week to come.
我想不论我们的主日的信息有多么的深刻，或者我们的诗歌有多么的精彩。
As no matter how exciting the music, the praise, or how well performed or delivered of the Sunday pulpit.
但是如果我们来到教会的时候，我们都是像主日基督徒一样穿着主日基督徒的外衣来到教会。
However, if we only came and behave like a Sunday-only Christian,
而且当我们离开这个地方的时候，又把我们刚刚所听到的主日的教导又全留到教会。
And we leave behind whatever we have heard in church as we depart from this place.
然后又做回我们平时的那个自己。
And we return back to our old self.
那我想，那我们的信仰其实对我们实在是没有太多的好处。
Then our faith brings no interest and benefit to our life.
我想这种主日的基督徒有很多真的是已经是信主多年。
I believe many long-time Christians are those Sunday-only Christians.
属灵的懒惰，我想影响了他们生命的改变。
The tardiness and laziness really impact and influence one's spiritual life.
靠着圣灵去竭力追求生命的改变是神所喜悦的。
To pursue the living a life transformation to be changed by God is pleasing to the Lord if we depend on the Holy Spirit.
也是我们每一位基督徒要面对的挑战。
And this is a lesson and challenge that every single Christian should face.
只有当我们内在的生命发生了真实的改变，我们才能够在生活中活出我们的信仰。
Only after the true transformationinside of us, then we can be changed and live out the true faith.
而且反过来说，当我们能够真正能够努力地活出我们的信仰的时候，我们的生命也可以得到更多的成长。
On the other hand, only if we live out this true faith, then we can enhance our growth and to have a true progress in our spiritual life.
好了，最后我想跟大家分享一张我今天早上新照的一个照片。
At the end, I would like to share a picture which I just took this morning.
你可以看到，其实有没有生命的成长，最后的结果大不一样。
And I would like to show you if of this picture in order to demonstrate whether one has a true growth versus one without growth.
其实两年前我有用过一张这样的照片。
I believe some days ago I have used this picture.
但这是因为这今天早上是最新的，你看到两棵树，这两棵树是同样是七年半前所种下的树，但是两棵树你看的大小完全不一样。
There are two trees on the picture. They both were planted 7.5 years ago at the same time.And you, clearly, you can see the size is quite different.
所以有生命的树和没有生命的树结果大不同。
One with growing life, the other one has no growing life, and you can tell the difference quite obviously.
Okay, 好，这是我今天的信息。
So this is my message today.
我们一起有个低头祷告。
May we pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，你把真理的话语交给我们。
Thank you for giving us your truth.
求你来抓住我们的心。
May you capture our hearts.
好让我们真的是学习如何来竭力的来追求你。
So we have a desire to pursue after you.
我们真的是要追求我们内在生命的改变。
We want to pursue the transformation of our lives.
也只有当我们内在生命改变的时候，我们才能活出我们的信仰。
Only after our life is transformed, then we can live out this truth.
我们也才能够成为他人的祝福。
Then we can become a blessing to others.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告祈求奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.